Hi everyone, it's Josh from The Josh and Zachary Show. First of all, thank you very much for listening to The Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast. I just wanted to let you know that the audio that we got back from the archive from this week's show, when you listen to it, it's a bit clicky and poppy and it kind of skips a little bit, but I wanted to put something up from this week because I think it was a pretty fun show, so obviously I wanted to put something up. Plus, consistency is key when you're podcasting, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm aware of the problem and hopefully next week it'll be back to normal, so please don't be distracted by it. Muscle through it as best you can. Anyway, thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
It certainly is, Josh, and a long weekend.
Oh, yes.
Unless, of course, you work, I don't know, casual hours.
Well, if you like casual hours, then...
Commiserations. I don't even know what it's in aid of.
It's Labor Day, mate.
Hey, fantastic.
So, if anything, we do...
Some surprise the Liberals have allowed it.
Zach, I've uncovered probably the biggest scandal in broadcasting history.
It's not my overdue membership fees, is it? Because I can't work out how to pay them. Lee, if you're listening...
Zach, I'm going to be turning your microphone off if you do not pay them by the end of this song break. But it has something to do with Lee, El Presidente. Oh. His birthday was on Friday, Zach. So I guess he must think, oh, I'll take some liberties as president of Switch. Well, yeah, we're on typical. To you, Lee. We're on to you. It's
Power
Josh and
corrupts.
Zach. Josh and Zach. Stick around. We're getting straight into it straight after Vance Joy with Riptide. Don't go anywhere. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative.
Yeah, no, you are right, Josh. That is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Neither of us should pay the membership fees and see if we can get away with it.
And see how long it takes before they turn our mics off and they hoik us out of here, Hanna-Barbera style.
What a master plan.
What I was going to mention, Zach, is the fact that station manager, El Capitano, Lee, is his birthday on Friday.
Yeah.
So that's good. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lee. I hope you had a great birthday.
But it was hard for me to really kind of get in the spirit of things. You know, oh, I sent him a message, happy birthday, Presidente.
Yeah.
He was very happy with that, I imagine. Showed it to all his friends, I bet. You know, oh, yeah, look at this guy, you know.
And he called me out, El Presidente, yeah, called as per request. I can make these people do anything.
But I was driving in on the way to work, and I always listen to Switch. Always listen to Switch. Because why? Because it's the best damn station out there.
It is. And sometimes we think they may accidentally replay one of our segments.
We really like to hear our own voices on that.
I'm too cheap to download them on my phone. I got a limited data.
You got to make sure that they're not talking about you. And by that, we mean praising us.
Correct.
So I was listening on Thursday on the drive into work. Mm. About 8:15 would have been, around about when I was rounding the last corner to pull into my workplace. And I heard, Zach, this radio segment from The Breakfast Show, Scott and Lima.
Hello.
And it was about 8:15, but you can hear them from 6 till 9 on weekdays.
Yep.
And have a listen.
So you've probably heard, Limo, that the government's looking at introducing GST for all purchases that, you know, for stuff that you buy online.
They've been talking about that for a little while, actually.
They have, yeah.
So, a bit of GST chat.
Pretty good.
Always good. Bad. Probably down in the financial sector of their show.
Sounded tight.
Very tight. Mm. And I listened to that and I went, bloody hell, nailed the boys, you know. Yep. Great banter back and forth. I mean, were they throwing jokes at him? Of course they were. You know, was it opinionated and informative? Oh, hell yes it was. And so I got out of the car.
Ticked all the boxes.
Stuck in my mind too. I went, yep. God, that was a good segment already. Yeah. And I got out of my car. Basically, probably had one of the best days at work I ever had. Mm. And I thought, God. You know, how do they top that?
Yeah.
Obviously, the next day I tuned in again. I thought, I don't think they're going to top it, but I want to see how bloody close they get to
it. Yeah, obviously.
So I tuned in about, would have been about the 8:15 hour. I was turning the last corner to my job, and I heard this radio segment.
So you've probably heard, Limo, that the government's looking at introducing GST for all purchases that you know, for stuff that you buy online.
I've been talking about that for a little while, actually.
They have, yeah.
No, I did not make an error there. I heard, as well as you did, the exact same segment as a pre-record.
Okay. So they didn't just do the same bit twice.
No, I believe me, I analysed it as best I could. I listened to it. I put it through a very great audio analyzer, and it just came up exact match. It was just flashing at me, exact match, exact match.
But you could probably tell they'd done stuff to the audio to try and disguise it.
I wish they did, mate. Yeah. I wish they did. It was purely, here's a pre-record.
Yeah,
we throw it up.
Yeah, we don't care who analyzes it in their machine
with their home analyzing kit that they ordered off the internet,
which is a set of headphones
and some well working ears. But it's just blatant pre-record,
okay,
and a re-reply. And I thought to myself, I've got to get to the bottom of this. I managed to sit down. Well, I wanted to sit down with Lee from Scott and Limo. He seems to be the most contactable. Scott's a bit of a wild card. You never know where he's going. So I wanted to get in touch with Lee, but I figured it was his birthday on Friday, so I didn't want to bother him.
Yeah.
Saturday, of course, the next day, I thought he might have had a bit of a hangover. You know, he's not really going to want to have a
or
chat.
Or he's got to get round to the grandma's place.
Oh,
someone
yeah.
that he didn't get to see on the actual day.
Open some presents and whatnot. Yeah. But then I had this idea. Since he loves pre-recording so much.
Here we go.
I thought, why not take the segment that he loves so much and I'll use that for the interview. So let's have a listen.
That's a stroke of genius.
Let's have a listen at me getting to the bottom of this awful situation.
From the Switch 1197 studios in South Brisbane, this is Scandals Uncovered.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Scandals Uncovered. With your host, Josh Casey, I'm joined in the studio with Lee of the Switch 1197 program, The Breakfast Show with Scott and Limo. Thank you for joining me, Lee.
Yeah.
Well, straight into it, I guess, Lee. Lee, are you aware people are outraged that you've been pre-recording your bits and playing them as if they're live?
They've been talking about that for a little while, actually.
Well, it clearly doesn't bother you, Lee, so I'm wondering to myself, why don't you listen to the public?
People tend to frustrate the living daylights out of me.
Well, now, what do you mean by that?
They're normally rude and they're unhelpful.
Well, to be honest, Lee, I think this is the biggest insult you could ever give to a listener.
Right, so you get to decide...
I think you should go back to doing live shows.
What exactly is the point?
People deserve to hear Switch 1197... live.
That's just pointless.
You don't enjoy radio anymore, do you, Lee?
Yeah, it's dumb.
So why continually take the massive paychecks you're paid to do a show live?
Because the...
Just answer the question.
I absolutely love online shopping.
You make me sick. You make me sick, Lee. Now get out of here. We'll be back next week with another episode of Scandals Uncovered. Heavy hitting stuff.
I don't have a comment.
It's the Josh and Zach Show, Switch 1197, and happy birthday, Lee.
Happy birthday.
I thought, oh, what better way to end round out this Saturday?
With a bit of a nap.
Bit of a nap, but before that, throw on a bit of TV.
Okay.
And I wanted to watch
TV, put you to sleep.
Put me to sleep with some TV. Yeah. So they go hand in hand, of course.
Fantastic.
And I wanted to watch The Hobbit.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen it.
And it doesn't strike me as a movie you would watch.
No.
Was it on TV or was it something you'd
this is something
procured yourself?
Yeah, I pre-organized this.
Okay.
TV was not involved, but I indeed needed a TV to
Were you
to
a fan
it.
Of Lord of the Rings at all?
No.
You're not going to be a fan of The Hobbit.
Believe me, I wasn't. I got 15 minutes into it. One of the key factors of me turning it off was indeed the fact that I had no idea what was going on.
I didn't know they were breaking it into three movies or two movies or whatever they were doing. So I got to the end and was left very confused because I remembered the book completely differently.
Well,
it had a whole end to it. I'm like, when do they kill Smaug? Sorry for the spoilers.
Yeah, no. Well,
pick up a book, you uncultured savage. You haven't read it? Spoiler. Is it? How old is it now?
What, The Hobbit?
Yeah.
Well, the movies are only just coming out. Sorry, maybe someone aren't blessed with the ability to read. You know, maybe they've been hanging out for the movie. I mean, I looked at the timestamp of The Hobbit, two hours and a half.
Yeah.
And I thought, Jesus, better grab me in the first 15 minutes, otherwise things are going to be turned off. All I could hear, Zach, was my neighbours having an almighty party.
Okay.
And look, I'm not averse to someone having a party, believe me. You know, if you want to have a party, get in there and have a party. But it was getting so loud and they were just being reckless with their noise pollution.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were just like cussing, which I don't like. Mm-hmm. And I got soundproof, you know, I live close to the highway, so I got soundproof windows and all that kind of...
Sounds like a real nice place.
Sounds
now.
Like a divorced dad.
I live in a block of flats near the highway.
Right next to the airport.
And you sleep in a race car.
But, well...
Plus, you're bald, mate. You're a real sackish.
But all I could hear was, you know, and they're having a party.
Yeah, they're having a party. You're sitting there in your bald apartment near the highway, contemplating your lives.
Just
the hot dogs are thawing out in the kitchen sink.
Thinking, oh, I'll get the tomorrow night.
You're thinking about popping down to the servo to maybe purchase a Coke because that'll provide some human interaction.
And a bloody pie.
Yeah. They're friendly to you there, mate, because they have to be. It would be unprofessional otherwise.
Yeah, well, they're friendly to begin with, and after a half hour when they're telling me to get out, they want to close up, and I'm asking them what their favourite pack of cigarettes is to sell. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, like I said at the top of the top of that song, we've got a new segment. It's called Lame Alert.
The Lame Alert.
It's basically, you see these things in the news, and everyone's hearts are melting.
Yeah.
And here on the Josh and Zachary show, it's easy enough for us to sit there and go, oh, okay, well, let's go at it from that angle. Let's just say how sweet and nice all this situation is. But
so what things would you be talking about? Something like that Charlie bit my finger.
Yeah. I mean,
horrible,
incredibly lame.
Lame alert.
You just lame alert that until the cows come home. So let's kick it off, because I really want to get into this and kind of get your take on it. So is the Josh and Zachary show, Lame Alert.
Warning, it's Josh and Zachary's Lame Alert.
Oh, her name's this bloke.
He's lame as.
This is a story out of Lorain County in Ohio.
Oh, this will be good.
Yeah, so
Lorain County in Ohio, who's known for their wacky stories.
It's the mecca of nonsense over there.
It is.
Well, it's like a dad in Ohio is getting worldwide attention for a touching gesture he made at his daughter's wedding. Any clues? You might know perhaps what I'm talking about?
I don't know. No idea. I can't think of it.
This is
he was in a wheelchair.
Would be touching if he was.
Had robot legs walk her down the aisle. Maybe that he constructed himself. Yeah. He spent years working on these. Yeah. I mean, unnecessary.
Nightmare situation if it rained and he seized up. Halfway down the aisle, the flower girl has to piggyback him the rest of the way. It's just sort of a tragic affair. That would not be a lame alert. That would be a bloody ripper of a story. But Todd is his name. Todd Backman was walking his daughter Brittany down the aisle, and he shocked everyone by stopping the procession.
Oh, okay. I thought he literally shocked them with a cattle prod.
He was an electric engineer. He wired everyone's seats up. He said everyone should be standing up at this point.
Yep.
No, Zach, he was walking over to his daughter's stepfather, and he grabbed his hand, and they both walked her down the aisle together.
Well, I don't know what that means.
It's a goodwill gesture.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that's that...
touching?
Incredible. No, not at all.
He kind of went, hang on, I'm, yes, biologically, this young Brittany's father.
Yeah, so he'll take the first half of the carpet to himself, and then he'll let the piddly last half well, with the old stepdad.
He didn't, it's not like he said, well, let's do it half and half. That would have been a better gesture.
Yeah, it would have
like,
been.
Okay, well, from up to here, okay, I'll start from the start. It'll be like lifespan. I'll start from the church doors to about halfway point, and from that point, you take the rest of the way. That would have been a nicer gesture.
Mm.
Well, how about this? Have it teed up beforehand. That would be my...
Because now you're creating an awkward situation.
Not only that, he's making it all about himself.
Yeah.
Old Todd Backman, he's sitting there going, oh, God, your attention's
what a good bloke I am.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, the stepdad, he's crying. You know, first of all, grabbed him by his hand, so already I would have been uncomfortable by that. I was like, come on, mate.
He's probably got a social anxiety disorder, and this bloke's made him get up in front of everyone. That's why he's crying. I'd be doing the same.
He doesn't like public
speaking. At a wedding. I just want to be low-key here. I know I'm the stepdad to the bride, but...
Yeah, I did a good job.
I thought I was going to get out of the walk-in.